Well, there are some incredible photos now doing the rounds online showing a leopard cub being nursed not by humans, but by a lioness in the wild in Tanzania. A rare, perhaps even unprecedented event. Dr. Amy Dickman is a conservation biologist at the University of Oxford and has been studying big cats for 20 years. She gave her reaction to the photos to my colleague Dan Damon.
I thought it was incredible. I've never seen anything like that before. You know, I would have thought it was completely impossible, really, if you had described it before. So to see it was, yeah, quite amazing.
What's going on exactly? I mean, it seems to be perfectly normal, except that the baby's the wrong colour.
Well, exactly. It does seem as if the lion views it as one of her own cubs. And having seen just the photo, we don't know much about the backstory, but I believe that lion is about 5 years old. And apparently she's had cubs at the end of June. So her cubs are about the same age as that leopard cub would be. So it's possible that she either came across the leopard cub. It's possible that she killed the mother of the leopard cub because leopards and lions don't go on well. And then, you know, the maternal instinct and all the hormones that she's got going on at the moment may have compelled her then to sort of take care of the leopard cub and to start suckling it, but it's incredibly unusual.
How do lionesses identify their offspring? Because if you think of sheep, you know, if you want to get a sheep to adopt a lamb that's orphaned, you have to try and get the scent right, don't you? And all of those things. Is that not operational in lions?
It definitely is, and that's usually part of it. I mean, obviously, usually, well, they will go off and they'll have their own cubs in a little den, but they'll bring them back to the pride at about 6 to 8 weeks old. So after that, you know, they start to be brought up slightly more as a group, and lionesses will suckle each other's cubs. So, but even those cubs, they will know, they will have the scent on them from the same pride, you know, their relatives. So it is incredibly unusual for lionesses to adopt a cub they've certainly never seen before and of one of a different species. So it is really unprecedented as far as I'm aware.
And what's the future for this leopard cub? Because, you know, it's all very lovely and Rudyard Kipling, but surely eventually one of the pride is going to say, hang on, that's the wrong colour.
Exactly. Unfortunately, it does not look good. I mean, it doesn't look good even for normal lion cubs. Only about half of them make it to a year old anyway. So there's an awful lot of mortality when they're very young. So even if it was an all lion cub, that would be difficult. But to have a leopard cub there, I don't know at the moment whether her cubs are actually alive or not. So at some point, if they are alive, she's got to bring them back, bring the leopard cub back to the den and then introduce them to the lion cubs, which obviously could not go well. And even if it got through that period with her lion cubs, or say her existing cubs have already died, at some point she will have to bring it back into the pride. And as you say, they're likely to recognise that it's not a lion and they will have the much more sort of normal lion-leopard interaction, which would be for the lions to try to kill the leopard. So it's incredibly unlikely to end well, unfortunately. Although it will be fascinating to see what happens.
I suppose there is some hope here because this lion is wearing a GPS collar. We can see that from the pictures. She's being observed by an organisation out there, a conservation organisation. So I suppose there's a possibility they might intervene.
There is some possibility of intervention. Generally in Tanzania, in the national parks, well, in any wildlife areas, people don't intervene. It's very much seen as sort of wild nature. And, you know, what happens in the wild should be part of the natural process. So there's relatively little intervention. And it would be very unusual to try to sort of facilitate this along because it's such an abnormal event. But yeah, we'll all be watching with interest to see what happens. It is being monitored by Cope Lions, the project up in Ngorongoro. So I think everyone will be fascinated to see what the outcome is. And I think we all hope it's good, but unfortunately, it doesn't look that likely, unfortunately, for the little leopard.
Dr. Amy Dickman there from the University of Oxford.